fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 19th day of February, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we do a news tip every morning as to the breaking news. The big news continues to be the events in Florida last week. It's just a tragedy. The anti-gun individuals are jumping on this as their big chance to push anti-gun legislation. So we need to be aware of that and take appropriate measures to make sure it doesn't happen. Proper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to work on your physical conditioning. Now, it's going to be different things for different people. We all have our beginning point. We all have our goals. And there may be some crossover and similarity between abilities and goals, but regardless, you need to determine what your beginning point is so you don't hurt yourself, and determine a reasonable goal given your starting point. So that's your prepper tip of the day as to maybe give you a bit of encouragement. I did my workout this morning. Right now it's too nasty to be doing anything outside, in my opinion. I could, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to run on wet grass. That would not be wise. And when it's 50 degrees out. But I did my usual workout, which I do at least 5 days a week, which is all the stretching that I've been doing for more than half a century, the normal stretching you see runners do out in the athletic field, and 250 crunches and 50 push-ups. I backed off. I was doing 75, but it hurt too much. I'm getting very comfortable doing 50, and I'll bump those up incrementally as I see fit. So that, just to give you a little encouragement there. Just do it. That's all you got to do, is just do it. This is Firearms Monday. We're hoping that Jimmy Gensling will call in. He has not called in yet. If he does, we will bring him on board, and we'll have Jimmy be part of the discussion. I have here at hand one of my favorite books. It's an annual publication. The 72nd edition was published this past fall. It usually comes out towards the end of August, 1st of September, around in there. Gun Digest. It's a great reference book. It's been around now for 72 years. I look forward to it each summer to get my current edition to see what's latest and greatest in the firearms industry. No, they don't have everything in there. They don't. But they have close to it, as close as anything I've ever found. It's always the firearms industry has been going through dramatic changes over the years. The popularity of suppressors, for example, has gotten off the charts crazy, which is why we all need to support the Hearing Protection Act. It would be helpful for a lot of shooters and make for better neighbors. A lot of people are upset and disturbed at the sound of gunfire. I'm not. When I hear gunfire in my neighborhood, I just think of it as the sound of freedom. That's what I think of. So the Hearing Protection Act is very critical to that. The reciprocity between the states needs to happen also. We've had too many examples. One is too many. Too many examples of men and women that have been arrested, charged as criminals, sometimes convicted for conducting activity that in their home state would be perfectly legal, not even a little bit criminal, because they had crossed a line on a map, and when they crossed the line on the map, the laws changed, and they got sideways with the laws and ended up being arrested, charged, and sometimes convicted of crimes that never should have happened. So we need to work on that as well. But something I talk about occasionally, that is, since it's springtime is very nearby, is the Appleseed program. Now, this is a nationwide program. I think it's in most of the 50 states. It's a great way for men and women, boys and girls, to both get a basic education in rifle marksmanship and safety, obviously, at the same time getting a quick lesson in American history as it regards the American Revolution. It's a great program. They have wonderful instructors. It doesn't cost very much. The main thing is to sign up and show up and participate. People get a lot out of this. And it's especially important, I believe, to bring in youngsters. Most American children go to American public schools, which most of the time, out here where I live, is an exception, which most of the time, the instructors come out of these communist-inspired colleges. If you've listened to my friend Jeff Nyquist on Wednesdays, you heard Jeff talk about how his goal as a young man was to become a public school teacher, and how when he entered college, he quickly found himself surrounded by top to bottom, left to right, communist Marxist instructors who were not going to allow him to get those credentials unless he towed the line and spewed back the proper Marxist theology while a student. So he walked away from that career path. So it's very important to bring children into these programs so that they can get some real history, learn about firearms from qualified instructors that will give proper instruction and proper training to get the basics. You're not going to come out of there ready to shoot at Camp Perry. No, that's not going to happen. What you will come out of there with is a basic foundation in the proper and safe use of rifles. One of the reasons we won the American Revolution is that we had rifles and the Brits had muskets. What's the difference, John? I'm glad you asked that question. Musket is smoothbore. The British were all caught up in that Napoleonic warfare silliness that was going on in Europe at the time, where they were using these smoothbore muskets and basically standing up in front of each other with their bright colored uniforms, blasting away without really aiming except kind of pointing the rifle in a general direction. Now, if you got hit by one of those big chunks of lead, you were in big trouble. No doubt whatsoever, you were in big trouble. A big chunk of lead going, 800 or 900 feet per second, ruined your whole day. The Americans, on the other hand, many of them, possibly most, depending on the unit, had rifles. Now, the Americans, most of them, brought their rifles to war that they used in everyday use in their ranches and farms here in the United States. And rifles have rifling in the barrel. The muskets do not. They're smooth, just like a shotgun barrel, which means that at round ball, of course, you can't stabilize a round ball in the first place, but a bullet passing through a rifle barrel that has rifling will put a spin on it. That spin gives stability to the bullet and gives precision to the bullet. And so you can shoot a rifle with precision, where doing that with a musket is past 50 yards or so is not going to happen. So we had riflemen, we had sharpshooters, snipers. The Brits didn't. There was a number of well-known and well-documented accounts of American snipers taking out high-ranking British generals and other officers, specifically targeting officers. There was a scene in the film Patriots where the British general is lamenting the targeting of British officers and how it was so uncivilized and uncouth and all this. And the lead character's response was classic, and it did give us an edge. It definitely gave us an edge that we were able to have experienced, qualified marksmen, snipers, equipped with rifles to take out the leadership of the British Army. It helped a lot. And, of course, that tradition carried on through all the wars that we've had. And we've gone into most wars with a lack of trained marksmen, snipers. That seems to happen over and over again. I recall I was at a Amsoil banquet. I'm an Amsoil dealer. By the way, my Lincoln Town Car, I think, now turned over, I think it's either 371 or 372,000 miles on it using Amsoil products. But regardless, I'm at an Amsoil banquet up there in Minnesota. The gentleman sitting next to me, another Amsoil dealer, he was telling me about his son, who was in Afghanistan with the U.S. Army. First Sergeant called them together and asked all his men, "Who here knows what an M14 is?" Well, this gentleman's the Amsoil dealer. His son raised his hand. Nobody else even knew what an M14 was. Of course, he knew because his father owned an M1A M14, same rifle. And just on the basis of that knowledge and having shot his father's M1A M14, he became the designated marksman for that particular unit. What the Army was doing, and I assume is still doing, since we're still fighting this endless war, which has no reason for being fought in the first place of any consequence. We were taking M14s out of storage. The Army armors were cleaning them up, making sure that they were suitable for use as a precision rifle, mounting a 10-power fixed scope on them. I'm not sure what kind. Doesn't matter. Probably a Leopold or some similar high-quality scope. Maybe Night Force. And then equipping one man per unit as the designated marksman. Now, what I described took place in Afghanistan, not here in the States. You would think, at least I would think, that the Army would make sure they had designated marksmen properly equipped and properly trained before they ever went overseas to a war zone like that. They didn't. These things happen. So his son became the designated marksman in that particular outfit. What we see happen in these wars is It doesn't matter if it's World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq. The war starts, and then the army figures out how to fight it. In almost all wars, we go in with the training, equipment, and mindset of the previous war, which may be a good thing, may not be a good thing. Typically, it's not a good thing. World War II was certainly an example of that. Former President Reagan, for example, was a member of the Army Reserve and was a cavalryman. The U.S. Army still had horse-mounted soldiers at the beginning of World War II. Not that there was anything wrong with horse-mounted soldiers. In fact, there was a movie that came out recently about the 12 Green Berets who were using horses in Afghanistan. And, I said, God bless the Green Berets. My buddies. But at the beginning of World War II, the U.S. Army had very few metal airplanes. We were still flying airplanes that had wings and bodies made of wood covered with fabric. Not that there's anything wrong with that on one hand. On the other, if you're going up against an enemy whose air force is metal airplanes, all metal, that can outperform yours by a factor of at least two, you're in deep trouble. You're in real deep trouble. We went into Vietnam with basically almost everything was left over from World War II in Korea. Pretty much everything. We quickly got up, got up to speed with jungle boots, for example. The leather boots that we'd used for decades would not, they fell apart in the heat and humidity and water of those jungles. Typically, about 3 to 4 months was about as long as they would last before they start falling apart. The jungle boots would hold up for many more months, depending on where you were and how much use they were getting. The jungle boots, I still have a pair of jungle boots I keep all cleaned and polished up for various functions. If I happen to be in a parade or honor guard or something like that, and I wear my Vietnam jungle fatigues, I have my jungle boots ready to go. I find them very comfortable. They also started fabricating a nylon mesh insert to go on the bottom to go inside the boots to protect against punji spikes. Punji spikes are pieces of bamboo that have been sharpened to very sharp, covered with excrement, animal excrement or human excrement, to boost the chance of infection. A hole is dug in the ground, maybe 2 feet deep. Punji spikes are planted there, pointing upward with a spike pointing upward, and then the hole, this would be on a trail, someplace where GIs would be walking, then the hole is covered up with camouflage to conceal the fact that pit is there. Now, it could be a much larger pit, big enough for an entire man to fall into. They went both ways on those punji spikes and punji stake pits. Getting back to rifles. A lot of civilians I run into and talk with, they're convinced that owning a higher quality, more expensive rifle will make them a better marksman. Not really. Your typical off-the-shelf rifle at Walmart, for example, I'm using Walmart because Walmart is the largest firearms retailer in the world. Quite frankly, nobody else even comes close. We'll shoot better than most men can or women can hold them. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient, and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at The Liberty Man. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of February. March 22nd to the 25th is the Hear the Watchman Conference in Dallas, Texas. Saturday, the 24th, I will be the keynote speaker. If you want to come there and see me, get there for that keynote presentation. I'll be around to meet and greet afterwards and before, as far as that goes. At my website at thelibertyman.com is a promotion code to get $20 off the conference. If you can't go to the conference, 20% off the live stream cost. So check that out. It's a great, great list of speakers there, nationally known speakers. I am so honored and humbled and privileged to be the keynote speaker at this event. This is Firearms Monday. Jimmy is not with us. I don't know why, but it doesn't matter. We're taking questions, calls, and comments, anything and everything to do with firearms, the gun culture, ammunition, optics, shooting techniques, legislation, all those things. It's a vast culture, the gun culture in the United States. I've been part of the gun culture since, well, President Eisenhower was president back in the 1950s. Before the break, I was mentioning that your average rifle off the shelf of Walmart will shoot better than most people that can pick it up and shoot it. It doesn't matter who you are. It's very, I would say less than 10% of marksmen can make use of a rifle of better quality than what Walmart sells. And Walmart sells, you know, good stuff. I encourage people to visit with and become a customer of a gun store that is not part of a large chain. It's a tough business. The markup is relatively low for retail. Typical retail markup is considerably more than what it is in firearms because there's so much competition. Usually, the independent gun store will have either a gunsmith associated with them somehow, some way. Sometimes on the premises, usually not. Usually it's a referral to a local certified, this is important, certified gunsmith who actually went to gunsmith school, has the proper tools, has the proper knowledge. Now, I hear horror stories all the time about amateur gunsmiths who don't have the training, don't have the knowledge, don't have the proper tools. They mean well on one hand. On the other, they can cause a lot of damage, expensive damage to your firearm. So stay away from these unqualified, untrained, uncertified, unlicensed gun dealers. Licensing, in some cases, does serve a purpose. When I find out that a gunsmith has a license, that means almost always that he's certified, that he's had proper training, that he has the proper tools, and he knows what he's doing. That's because there's a lot of nuances to firearms. There really are. Now, I am not a gunsmith. I have no desire to be a gunsmith. When I have an issue with a firearm, I call up my gunsmith on the phone to see if he's got a quick answer. If not, I make an appointment to talk to him in detail, in person, face-to-face, possibly bring the firearm with me. We discuss what the issue is and how to resolve it. He may have to do research on his own, and he's not ashamed to admit he doesn't know everything. No, he's not ashamed to admit that at all. And he'll take it under advisement, do his research, and come up with a workable solution. Typically a solution that I'm not aware of, typically a solution that is more cost-effective than what I might be aware of already. I've had my gunsmith save me lots of money over the years by knowing the best way, the most cost-effective way, to reach whatever goal it might be, whether it's an upgrade to a trigger group, a repair to a rifle, installation of an optic, a choice of an optic. It might be any number of things. And it's good to have a working relationship with a certified gunsmith for all those reasons. It really is. Now, getting back to Appleseed, you don't need an Olympic-grade rifle to go to Appleseed and have fun and get the knowledge, get the training. We use the term here, Jimmy and I use the term rack grade frequently. Rack grade means it's a completely safe, fully functional rifle that's ready to go to the range and shoot safely and accurately. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of February. The month is quickly slipping by here, isn't it? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm just scrolling down here and reflecting on all these things that we have come up with and got on my website over the years. There's a lot there. There's an awful lot. One of these projects is, and I'm not aware of anybody else in alternative media doing what I'm doing when it comes to locating these images of continents with new coastlines. It took off. The first image one of our listeners found, it's been 5 or 6 years ago, image from the 1972 film The Vatican. The Godfather, with a scene from The Vatican is what I'm trying to say. But it really took off. This project really took off in January of 2017. Long list of images from TV shows, movies, a couple other locations, continents with new coastlines. The most recent one was posted just in the last couple of weeks, the first one this year. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines on a TV show or a movie, get that screen capture to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. That's what you get. It's a fun project, and let's move forward with that and double or triple the length of these films. number of these films and TV shows. Also, my website, of course, you'll find Energy Clinics for Sale. It's my home business. When you place your order, my order takers in St. Louis, they send me an email with the details. I pack up the energy cleaner. I pack up the mattress pad to go with it. I take it to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet every Friday evening. And then it gets shipped out priority mail to you, wherever you might be, anywhere on the planet, even Antarctic. If you got a job in the Antarctic, and get me an order, I will get it to you somehow, some way. It's a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. I use mine every night. Think I may have some aches and pains? Maybe. Kind of, sort of. Wrestling in junior high school. Football in high school. I've totaled out 2 motorcycles, totaled out 3 cars, jumped out of airplanes, and on and on. Various accidents around the ranch here. Of course I got aches and pains. I wake up pain-free in the morning, and you can also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. And you can use PayPal, the most efficient way, the safest way to make any payment online. I really like PayPal. It works out great for me. PayPal now has debit cards, by the way. Somebody was telling me recently that Amazon no longer takes PayPal. I use PayPal and Amazon all the time. It's not an issue. Got a toll-free hour line. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Just give you some peace of mind there. 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. You can read up on it there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order. Or call my toll-free hour line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Being an NRA certified farms instructor means I deal with both ends of the spectrum when it comes to men and women, boys and girls, coming into the firearms culture for the first time, or being a person, a man or woman with decades of experience, possibly even competitors. And so I've had both ends of the spectrum, and have to deal with both effectively. It's a challenge, but it's a challenge that I gladly meet that challenge, whether it's a 8-year-old boy or girl, or a 78-year-old man or woman with arthritis, can barely pull the trigger on a double-action revolver, for example, can't rack the slide on a semi-automatic pistol. I see that a lot, especially women don't have the strength. They don't have the strength in their hands and arms to rack the slide on a semi-automatic pistol. In the meantime, their spouse, brother, father, boyfriend, son, sibling, male sibling, has advised them to buy a semi-automatic pistol, and they're struggling with this semi-automatic pistol that they can't rack the slide on. I know they mean well. That's what I tell these women. I said, you're the man who recommended this. They love you. They mean well, but they don't know what they're doing, and they don't. Good intentions doesn't cut it. What's the old saying? The road to hell is paved with good intentions, something like that. So good intentions doesn't cut it when it comes to this matter. For most novices, men or women, doesn't matter, that want to get a pistol for concealed carry, I almost always recommend a revolver for the novices. Almost always. There's a rare, rare exception. In fact, I can't think of any at this moment. I can't. Now, if they already got the semi-automatic, I give them some coaching on how to get used to that action, be able to rack the slide, clear jams and all that, while at the same time advising them that if they can't get good enough to be competent with all these mechanisms and actions you need to do with a semi-automatic pistol, you really need to get yourself a revolver. You really do. And typically it's a .38. A 5-shot or 6-shot revolver, sometimes a .32. There's men and women who have issues with strength and arthritis pain that they can't handle the recoil from a 38, which is a powerful pistol, by the way. And one of the things about these pistols, when you want to get a airweight pistol and a 38 revolver, you'll say 12 ounces. Typically, an airweight revolver and 38 caliber would be 12 ounces, about the weight of a 12-ounce soft drink. That's not much weight to absorb that recoil. And I'm a pretty big, tough guy, but I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't consider it fun to shoot full-power 38 ammunition through a 12-ounce pistol. I'll do it, and I'll be fine with it, but I wouldn't want to do it all afternoon. We had a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. The question I'm going to ask you a little bit off subject, but it has to do with us being veterans. And just
has to do with what veterans? You broke up.
Both of us being veterans.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, and also my brother was in Vietnam, 69 to 71. My father was in World War II at the end. My grandfather was in World War II at the beginning. My great-great-grandfather was in the Civil War, captured in the Battle of the Wilderness, taken prisoner of war, and served 11 months in Andersonville, Georgia. I don't think I'd ever told you that before. I found that out in the last year. And
Have you been there yet? You need to go there if you haven't been.
No, I have not been there. But his name is on the roster. There's 45,000 men went through that prison, and he 13,000 of them died within weeks of entering the prison gates because it was an open-air prison. The conditions were horrid. There is a movie that you can watch on the Internet. It's a dramatic movie, but it's true to life, 3 hours long, called Andersonville. And so I don't know if you listened to this interview that John had with Cody Snodgrass last week.
I did not. What was it? What was the topic? Well, what did they talk about?
Okay, well, Snodgrass guy was a dark CIA, a dark ops, supposedly. And anyway, what he shared on that show about what happened with Oklahoma City, that the Oklahoma City was all a setup. It was a multiplicity. I call it multiplicity of purpose, where they do something and they use that event to take away our freedoms from multiple levels or destroy evidence. And what he told us on that interview, told John Stattmiller, was that the records for the Clinton Whitewater records were moved from Little Rock to the building before it blew up. So that was one thing that was moved there so they could destroy the evidence. And here's another one. The other one, and this kept me up all night. What he said is that the guys that were going to theater in the first Gulf War, before they went there, were given the anthrax vaccine.
Right.
That was one thing. And the other thing is that depleted uranium rounds were used, not only from the tanks, but also from the A-10 Warthog, the 30-millimeter rounds. They were depleted uranium rounds. And what happened is when those rounds, which that's a big bad thing to use uranium, you know, glowing dark stuff that lasts forever and never goes away. The particles, whenever they would explode, whenever they'd hit their target, the particles that were created were four microns large or small. And but the ABC suits, the chemical protection suits that any or all of the guys had over there, would only filter down to 10 microns, which means that those four micron particles went through those protective gear. And it contaminated everybody. And he said that the military, that after that, with the Gulf War syndrome, like in 94, they had tested, from what he said, they tested most, if not all, and found out that they did have, the results of that test basically were also shipped by the Pentagon to the Murray Building, and those records were also destroyed. And now, if that's the fact, that is absolute evil. And who's in charge of the Pentagon? Who would direct such a thing? Who would make those decisions? and destroy evidence, because if that would have gotten out, because there was hearings coming forth on that, from what I gather, at that time, and they were about to investigate it, but yet the records, when it came down to, well, where are the records? Well, we can't find them, or they disappeared. Were you aware of this, John, about these records being in that building?
I was. While you were talking, Snodgrass was, they attempted to recruit Snodgrass to blow up the building, and he turned them down, is my recollection. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's what he said.
Right. I know who you're talking about now. I was aware of those records being there. I was not aware of the Whitewater records being there, but I was aware of the things about the Gulf War syndrome being there. Almost all men and women who served in the first Gulf War are either very sick or dead. There's almost nobody left on active duty that served in theater during the first Gulf War.
By the way, wasn't Joyce Riley also over there? Was she also in the theater?
No. She was a nurse with the Air Force, flying these injured men back to the United States. I don't know. If she spent any time on the ground over there, it was limited, but her job was to be a nurse and to help transport these sick individuals back to the United States. Now, she died of cancer about a year ago, of course, and she may have been around contaminated equipment. I don't know, but she's been dead now.
So here's the deal, John. First of all, the nuclear industry uses fission instead of fusion, which the byproduct of that goes in the dark forever. So the nuclear industry, instead of disposing of those, you know, like burying them in Yucca Mountain or wherever they're going to bury them properly, which costs a lot of money, no, they want to turn them into weapons of war so that they can, you know, dispose of them in a mysterious way, I guess. But yet it ends up... It ends up hurting our own guys and gals, and I mean, they shouldn't be used at all. I mean, there's a lot that's flat out evil. I mean, really, it's evil. What else is it?
Well,
our Pentagon that's directing us to go. These wars over there in the Middle East are absolutely horrible. Shouldn't be over there. We are not at war with these other countries for the United States. We are at war with against those other countries for somebody else, our best buddy ally that's over there, the same group that attacked us on June 8th, 1967. And I will always remember that. And I come from a long line of veterans, and I hope that you and other veterans would stand up. We got to figure this out, because, I mean, the enemy is hiding right in our midst, and we got to know, you know, what do we do? And so I'm looking up to you, because you're my senior, my elder, and you've been around. You know, you've been through more than I have with this military, because I wasn't during peacetime. But what do we do, John? I mean, do we just, like...
Well, you know? We'll wrap this up in the following manner. First of all, we take care of our families. That's something we can do. Second of all, we find groups that believe what we believe in, so we got more bang for our buck in terms of political power at the voting at the polls, and of course support a strong constitution believing sheriff at the county level, and be diligent and find the best candidates we can that will to the best of their ability support the U.S. Constitution. It's difficult, but that's what we need to do. Mark, we do appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you, John.
Okay. We'll get back to the firearms topic here. That was enough of that rabbit trail for the time being. A break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. It's being part of the gun culture is fun. Going to gun shows is fun. You meet interesting, fun people who are enjoying life, enjoy their hobbies, whatever that hobby might be, in the gun culture. There's dozens of different ways to be involved in the gun culture, literally dozens of different ways. For beginners with junior high school or Boy Scouts with marksmanship training and competition, hunter safety classes for youngsters, That's a good entry-level training. I believe there's hunter safety and classes in most of the 50 states these days. I'm pretty sure of it. Farms-related accidents have been going down over the decades as hunter training safety has become more ubiquitous. You know, less accidents, that's a good thing. We need, even if you don't like guns and are fearful of them for yourself, your children should have that training so they're safe around firearms. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of February. I need to go back to Mark's comments there. At the end, he segued in something that has no evidence. The belief that the country of Israel is our enemy. They are not our enemy. The tragedy that happened in 1967 was just that. It was a tragedy, and they've paid for that financially. They need to do more publicly, I believe, but they did pay for that financially. And That's a red herring put out there literally by the communists. The communists are our enemy. Don't fool yourselves. The communists are our enemy, not the Israeli government or the Israeli people or the Jewish people. So that needs to be part of this. Let's get back to firearms. This is Firearms Monday. Okay. I'm getting some static here in some place in one of these pieces of equipment. I don't know where it's coming from. It's kind of distracting. Get down to the basics. If you're an advanced shooter, a hunter with years of experience, a competitor, a combat veteran of one of these many wars, you probably are pretty well up to speed on the proper and safe use of rifles, shotguns, pistols. Not necessarily, but most likely you are. So get the training. Don't be embarrassed just because you're 30 or 40 or 60 years old. There's no reason to be embarrassed or humiliated that you need to get some training. None at all. I've seen a lot of men and some women, it's usually men, who have very bad habits with firearms as far as safety. In fact, my friends who work at these pistol ranges, when they find out that the police are coming to qualify, they take a vacation day. They don't want to be around these cops when the cops are there. They're around guns all the time, these police officers. They frequently have very poor safety habits with these firearms. And the range officers don't want to be there because they consider many of these police officers to be unsafe with firearms. That may come as a surprise or a shock to you. But, yes, that is the way it is. So, I know this is kind of funny, another little segue here. I know that many people think that police officers are experts with firearms, and they'll ask firearms-related questions, both about firearms themselves or about the laws regarding firearms. Quickest way to get in trouble is to ask a cop for legal advice, even about something that they think they know a lot about, which would be the laws regarding firearms. They may not. They may not. I got time for a quick story here. A friend of mine, we've been friends since the late 1970s. He's at a point in his career where if a judge or a chief of police or a mayor gets in trouble with the law, they call my friend to defend them. So my friend is on the way to court. His client has been charged with possessing a firearm that the barrel's been cut down short enough that it requires federal paperwork and transfer tax, which would be less than 18 inches long. So he says, "John, how do you measure the barrel of a shotgun?" And I say, "Frank, this is how you do it." So I told him, "You take an unloaded shotgun, close the mechanism so the bolt is sealed up there tight, unloaded, drop a wood dowel down the barrel, and measure the barrel where the dowel meets the end of the barrel. That's how you measure the barrel of a shotgun." Well, apparently, the police measured the barrel with a live round in there, which made the barrel 2 3/4 inches shorter than it really was, appeared to be, anyway. So his client gets arrested. He has to post bond. He has to be humiliated in his hometown where everybody knows he's been arrested and charged with possession of a firearm that needed to be registered and tax paid, transfer tax. And all because the police did not know how to measure the barrel of a shotgun. That's the only reason any of this happened. They did not know how to measure the barrel of a shotgun. This happens all the time. And if it hadn't been for my friend Frank calling me and my having that bit of knowledge, that prosecution may well have gone forward and been successful and convict the man of something that wasn't even a violation of the law. How about that? How about that?